Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Brother Jihad Muharris. We here at Muhammad's Talk Radio are ever so thankful to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad for teaching us who we are. I remember when I first saw the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I thought in my mind, was he really the man that they say that he is? Within a second, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was pointing in my direction and said, "You wouldn't be nothing without Almighty God Allah." And he went back to teaching his sermon. That humbled me. After that, when the brothers would say that they are Allah, I would say, "I am nothing without Allah." And we have to line up behind Master Farad Muhammad and become something. That is the new order, believe it or not. And now we would like to play a tape by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, The Theology of Time, from 1972. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
To defend his questions.
Yes, sir.
Now, Job, if you can answer some of these questions. He didn't say some of them, but these things. He didn't, it don't read exactly like I'm saying, but this is what it means.
Yes, sir.
If you can answer my question, Job, your own right hand can save you. Think over that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Just go ahead, Job, now and answer me for a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Job told him it was too heavy for him.
Yes, sir.
He couldn't answer the question. He ought to told Job to shut up then.
Yes,
but I'm not going to tell you to shut up. I'm going to tell you to talk.
Yes, sir.
I want you to open up and talk. I don't want you to shut up.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for labor. And the day is far spent. You hear lots of things going on. You hear that the East is now joining up with East.
Yes, sir.
You hear that. You read.
Yes,
what you don't think is talking about you and it won't interfere with your big chief. Here in America, he's the big boss. But I said, he got the boss sort of rocks around. And he's got to be a boss to get out of it. Join up with peace. You hear that, you read. But you don't think it's talking about you and it won't interfere with your big chief. Here in America, he's the big boss. But I said, he got the boss sort of rocks around. And he's got to be a boss to get out of. You notice that America's money is just continuing to fall. You notice that people continue, nations continue to unite on the outside. All America. In the book there in the Bible, it says that they said, come, let us go up against her. Noonday. Let us go and take her while she is asleep. This is referring to America. The Asiatic nation is the one talking there. They're about ready to strike. And the country knows this to be true. I'm not biting my tongue to tell you that. Yeah. They are ready to strike for the nation of Asia. They are all uniting together against this one to lay hold on her and lay her low. Our God says to me, my greatest desire is to bring this devil, this what he you, this devil to his knees. So we've been in the midst of all of this great cloud and clouds of war being made up, and all of them aim is towards America. I want you to minister yourself and trying to save self. Don't think that America is prepared today to keep them from coming in on you. She's not. No. She's not able to ward off this type of enemies that is coming against her. They have united all over Asia to focus their guns on America and remove her from the planet Earth. Not to give her a chance to live somewhere else, but to remove her from the planet Earth. My friends, I'm telling you the truth from the mouth of God and His prophets. America is gone. She's going. As the Bible teaches you in a symbolic way, it says Babylon is falling. Why is she falling? Because she has become a habitation of devils. And a cage for every foul and hateful bird. This is your America. It's there in your Bible. prophesy that this country is nothing in the world. It's filled with nothing but devils.
Yes, sir.
And them that is not devils, maybe that's some of you, full of hatred.
Yes, sir.
And carrying foul spirits.
Yes, sir.
My beloved, I'm here to talk with you on such subject as I'm talking, which means judgment of someone or some country. This is our country that we are living in. In another place there in Revelation, it warns you and me to fly out of her, flee from her, and be not according to her snare. I'm telling you, brothers, this is true. We have before our eyes, and then reading it ever since Grandma was around. You better begin to respect it as the truth you are reading. There will be no more some of the world of scientists now. Think over this. Some of the world of scientists bear me witness that this is the truth, that America, the doubt America will live another 3 years. This is the devil himself saying that. And according to what he has learned, he says, that the Lord said through the mouth of his prophets and apostles that America will hardly live 3 more years. I bear him witness. I have not told you this, but I can show it to you in black and white. Said him came 3 years after the death of Muhammad's wife. Maybe you can find it. This is in the tabletop of Muhammad. And there is also in two or three other places by the scholars of Islam. They have a death pretty well described. I read it years ago. I did not want to never say nothing about it until after her death, because she had many children and grandchildren. I didn't want them to know it. But there's much we must tell today that yesterday we did not want to tell. We have many things that we would like that you know. Putting it in a man's heart 25 or 30 years ago, these things, I was forced to keep quiet until the time comes that we can take many things of truth that we didn't know. I stayed with God 3 years and near hell. And he taught me night and day. He didn't let me rest. Night and day. Of the world of black man. Not world of black mankind, but the world of black man.
Yes, sir.
The kind is the devil Caucasian. He is the kind of man. He's mankind, and we are men.
Right.
He don't mind confessing that he's a mankind. He called himself that. And he will admit it to you. Excuse my slow getting around up here. I am to teach you wisdom, divine wisdom. I can't hasten it because that you have never had no such teacher as I. I am a teacher that you don't meet every day. I can go to the doctor's office, or to his clinic, or to his hospital, and he won't know no different hardly from me than he would any other patient. I'm not here to show off. I have been taught how to teach you to get well and stay well. Well then, why don't you do that, Mr. Muhammad? I have to fulfill. The sickness that come to me, I had that to bear here. If I had not, then I would not be the man that I am. I have to bear that which others bear when they were here years ago and thousands of years ago. I'm a fulfiller. So therefore I have to take and go through with that which prophets went through thousands of years ago. And all to make it worthless for you to have another prophet. That's right, you don't need no prophets after me. I bring you face to face with God and the devil. Therefore, you don't meet no more prophets. I fulfill in your presence that which Moses, Aaron, and Lot, Abraham, before them, I fulfill all of them right in your presence. That you don't know these things because you never studied Scripture. Therefore, the prophets are of the Scripture. You don't know that until I open it up to you. But you will read where God in the Bible teach you that he would send you one.
Yes, sir.
To teach you the Scripture.
Yes, sir.
And in the Holy Quran, it plainly teaches you that God will send you one to teach you the wisdom and the knowledge of these things, scripture. But since you have not been too much of a scripture reader, I'm here to put your mind back in it so that you will find the truth that I'm teaching you. It's there. We are so proud these days and times from the teachings of the devil, we don't have time to listen to spiritual teachings. We laugh at that because the devil's made us like themselves. He don't care nothing about listening to no truth. He know he is one that was made without truth, where none put in him. And that when you talk to devil about truth, He laughed and began to get mouthful looking. And he was going to dismiss himself. Because that's not the nature of him to sit and listen to truth. But reach over and get your old banjo and some other musical instrument and start playing and blowing off the blues. You make him happy. Well, he's a happy man then. Because you are now giving to him, rather I should say, that which by nature he was made.
Yes,
to listen to. Not made to listen to truth. No. They want to come here, but they know they are not fit to sit here and listen.
That's right.
For the truth, the truth is they teach himself. Yes, I have to, brother. Take my time. The Holy Quran is our book. It's a link. So it is light coming to us. And we being late in receiving.
Yes,
let me read to you a verse or two of the opening chapter of the Holy Quran. It goes something like this. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Not one world, but of the world.
Yes,
we have a F on there.
Yes,
the beneficent, the merciful. Master of the day of the quitter.
Yes,
he's the master on the judgment day.
Yes,
and it follows up with the witness of the righteous. In these words, thee do we serve, and thee do we beseech for help. If we serve a king, that king is the one to help us. Because we are his servants. Who are we going to serve? And who are we going to look for help? But our master. Guide us on the right path. Who are we going to look to be guided on the right path if we serve him? No one that we can see. The path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors. This is the opening of the Holy Quran. How beautiful. The path of those whom he has bestowed favor. Not upon the path of those upon whom thou hast. No, pardon me, I'm about to get wrong here. Not the path of those whom wrath is brought down. Nor those who go astray. We don't want no such thing as chastising. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran is a great book. It's a book that the devil can't call a lying book. This is one book he don't dispute. He recognized it to be a book full of truth. And so he don't talk about it. Most intelligent white people, they have a one in the house. They told me that when I was in prison, a guy was a Muslim trying, and he told me, he said, "Why shouldn't they let you have your book, the Holy Quran?" He said, "I have mine." He said, "You a Muslim." He said, "They're trying to force you to read the Bible." He said, "Because I asked the lieutenant." I said, "Why don't you let him have his Holy Quran?" He said, "That's what we got him in here for. So let him read the Bible." And he threw back to him and said, "That's a shame to let him be deprived of his Holy Quran. And then your government tell him that he has the freedom of religion." These things is like the Bible prophesied. In that day and time, the truth will be made clear so all can understand. Well, it's becoming so clear today that even they themselves wish that they could join up with the truth. That may, most of the week, could they join? Couldn't some of us join? I tell them no. You say, you don't mean to say, none of us right? I say, let me give you an example. I say, there's lots of snakes. I say, some of them is harmless because. I said, but yet he's a snake. He started laughing. You know how he got it. So he kind of tickled me then. I said, sure, there are many white people better than others. He said, but they are white people. So they always is asking me some kind of question. And they all want to know, can't some of us get by? I told them, I gave them a description of Egypt. When Moses went out of Egypt, that some of the Egyptians went out with him. I said, this don't mean that every white person is going to be killed on that day. I said, no. I said, they really will survive that day. I said, but we will go back to Iran. I said, like the first people, I said, they're not going to be killed. I said, because Allah told them that they would not. They've been trying to practice Islam. They're white people. But they try to practice Islam. They are called Muslims. I said, they are Muslim by their practice. I said, but by nature, he's like you and all the rest. But by his practice, the faith of Islam, God given them a sense of time. So he will do you the same if you're able to practice. So, well, I'm fine with that. I said, well, that don't get it yet. Don't find no fault that I don't practice it. The good book says that if you believe, try it into practice. A belief that is not practice goes to nothing. And when you get the line very well, as long as you know a snake will sting you, don't be afraid of it. So I tell you these things. Don't take them for jokes and plays. Just remember at all times he's a snake. Muhammad, that we live in the day of judgment, and that we all got to go to our home. What does our home look like? It looks like this. Looks like this. And we see now, this is your home. You're not going to be taken up in this godless place. Unless it's been a plane to take you out of trouble to another spot. Where the trouble is not going. But you're not going to be take a bread like you read there in the Bible, that the angel will come from heaven, and you've been looking for spirits to come out of the sky. No, not like that. The angels will come from heaven, all right, enough that they mean. And not spooks like you think they are. They are men. And that they will come in pain to take you up out of the trouble of you. And fly you to another peace place. I will be far specific, the Bible prophesied to you that you will be taken to the ark. Far away. They do have places out there they could take care of. Permanent, forever. And you may live on some of these islands. I'm not in no hurry. I just want to talk to you. There is new deal. They have already cried out that they could take all of it. But I don't think you will go to New Zealand right away. You may spread out in that area later on. But I don't think you are going now. I don't think you're going nowhere but here. The scripture is true, and it is. That the Lord says that it is His own good will to give thee the kingdom. Well, if His own good will to give us the kingdom, and backs it up by other prophecies by saying He taketh the kingdom from whom He pleases and give it to whom He pleases. This is the bare truth. That we will take this country and give it to another people. And if we don't do that, we will able to destroy it and give it to no one. But we will able to take it and give it to whom we please. And I have thought, I let him show me how he could take the country without striking a match. Don't have to take it without. He had already shown me this. He can take it without lighting a match. Don't have to have no fire. Take it very easy. And we can go around and get it even with Johnny for mistreating you. This is true as I'm standing here. But he's showing me how easy he could do so with the punishment he put on some of my followers. He was hypocrites. That's good as they say, how what can he do when he gets like that? That's the way he was showing me. It was natural, it wasn't in no dreams. three hypocrites that after me take my life. Oh, he let them get to me. Slowly he got a hold of him. And brother, I don't want for him to get a hold of me like this. The whole thing said, this is the worst chastisement. We don't chastise like anyone else. It's the worst. It's the next thing to death. When you get like the next to death, so you're in bad shape. I thought he showed me just how that he was chastised. Those that will not believe and obey. You don't want to
the most merciful. Save you came in the person of Master Fry Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, and in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet my listening audience with the greeting words of peace and paradise of Islam Alaikum. We thank you once again for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio. We are highly honored and grateful to our Lord, Master Fry Muhammad, and our messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, for giving us this knowledge to share with our brothers and sisters, as we have tried to do on all of our broadcasts, to make the truth plain where even a baby can understand. We thank you for tuning in to Muhammad's Talk Radio. Today, we want to talk about this day that America has been celebrating for quite some time, called Independence Day. As we look around, we see that there are so many people, including our people, the American so-called Negroes, that celebrate Independence Day right along with the white American citizens. Many of them celebrate this day and wave American flags and give their patriotic support to white America, and they believe that this Independence Day also represents some form of independence for them, our people, the American so-called Negroes. But when we look at the word independent, and we get the definition and just study it for a few minutes, we can see that Independence Day is not applied to us, that we will see that when white America says independence, they're talking about their own freedom from their motherland and the control of Great Britain over them when they were setting up the 13 colonies. And during this time, Black America was still enslaved. So if you study the history of Independence Day, you will see that it was not your independence that was fought for, and still not your independence that it represents. The word independence means not governed by a foreign power. It means self-governing. It means free from influence or guidance or control of another or others. It means self-reliant, not determined or influenced by someone or something else, not contingent. It means not affiliated with, not dependent on, a large or controlling group or system, not relying on others for support, care, or funds, self-supporting, providing or being sufficient in income and the ability of one to live without working, or of dependency on others. So, independence means to be free from someone else controlling you. Independence means that you're not enslaved. Independence means that you're able to take care of yourself. Independence means freedom, justice, and equality. Our people, many of them, are so foolish as to take this day and celebrate it as if they are free. In 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was designed and signed, 90% of Black America was still enslaved to white America. How we got involved in this war of independence, for white people's independence, was that we were promised by both sides that if they won, we would receive freedom and slavery would be abolished. But after the war, slavery was not abolished and we were not set free. So if you want to know how we got into the war fighting for white America's independence, we were tricked. Both sides promised us freedom from slavery, which we did not receive. The Declaration of Independence, written by white people for white people, declares that in the preamble, the Declaration of Independence declares that white America had to be free from the control of the motherland, their motherland. It states, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political band which have connected them with another, and to assume amongst the power of the earth the separate and equal station to which the law of nature and nature's God entitles them. A decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impels them to the separation. Now, it's stating here that the only way that they could be set free is to be separated from those who they differ with. It states that you have a right by the law of nature and by nature's God that requires that if you are mistreated by another, that you should be separated. Then it goes down in the declaration of the rights, natural rights, in which they state the reason why they want to be separated, which is the second part of the Declaration of Independence. It says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, as they wrote these things, saying that all men were created equal, and that they were given certain rights by their Creator, unalienable rights, as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they had 20 million once free Africans or Asians in bondage to them, and they would not let them go free. But they understood what freedom meant, because they were fighting for freedom from the oppression of Great Britain. At the same time, they had their foot on 20 million other people keeping them enslaved to them. They had annihilated just about the Indians and took their land from them as they cried for freedom, justice, and equality from Great Britain, and the need for them to separate, and said that all men are created equal, but they held other men in slavery and annihilated other tribes of the Indians without a care. Then they go on to say that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just power from the consent of the government. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as they shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. Now, as they wrote these things, that they wanted the pursuit of happiness, that they wanted the pursuit of life, that they wanted their freedom, they held others in bondage and brutally treated them as if they were not human at all. So now, when you celebrate this Independence Day, black people, you're celebrating it as a mockery of your own selves, as a mockery of your brothers, the Indians, who their land was taken and they were brutally killed and murdered off of their own land. When you celebrate this Independence Day and you do not want to separate, you are letting white America know that you know that you're not equal, that you feel that you need to be up under them, that you need to be dependent to them, on them, for all your needs and your wants. You are letting white America know that you don't want to be free, that you want to be part of them no matter how bad they treat you. Black man and black woman, you must wake up. This is not your Independence Day. This is the day that they fought to be free from white America. The only way that this is your Independence Day is that you are a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And why do I say that? Because on July 4th, 1930, a savior came for us who freed us from the bondage of white America, gave us back our identity, gave us back the knowledge we needed to see how to be an independent nation. He made us a nation within a nation. He made us the nation of Islam and gave us our own flag, the sun, the moon, and the star. So the only way, black man and black woman, you're free here in white America is that you are a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, because we are the only ones that claim to be a nation within a nation, and we had our rights and we had all of the things that we wanted and that we believed, and we laid forth the grievance that made us, impelled us to separate from white America and the injustices of what they have done to us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote it out in what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. He laid out everything that has happened to us, what we want and what we believe. He laid forth the grievances that impelled us to separate from white America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes in The Fall of America, independence, he says. Independence means to be free of the dominance of others. It's a very happy feeling for one to enjoy self-freedom. The white race in the Western Hemisphere takes this day, July 4th, to be a day to worship in remembrance of their achieving independence from other people. The white race in the Western Hemisphere had to conquer the Indians who had an independent claim on the country now called America. Then the white race in America cut off the tie of England and France and became an independent holder of the present country called America in the Western Hemisphere. The white race was not satisfied with owning a new country to itself. They wanted the country built up, but the white race was afraid to trust himself to build the country up, so he goes to other countries that were civilized and uncivilized. He went to Africa. From Africa, he took our people, the black people, as slaves and used us for hard labor purposes. Now the white race has achieved those desires, and now he has the glorious thing that man could enjoy, freedom. The country of America cannot be said to be the white man's own, but with having the freedom and the power to overcome the native Indians of this country, the white race in America took this day, July 4th, to celebrate the joy of independence of others. But the Bible says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Someone is about to take away your enjoyment of independence. The white race here in America has done the worst to the black man who helped the white race to build up a country of America and to make it suitable and to bring in this enjoyable independence. But the white race in America has angered God due to the evil done to us after our 400 years here under the white race. The white race still desires to mistreat and to kill us alone every day, all day long. The white race hates his black slave, white people, while the black slave should be hating the white man for mistreating the black slave. But the white man made the black slave to love him so well that when the white man mistreats him, the black slave will not dislike the white man for his mistreatment. So now, here we are, after 40 years plus slavery and mistreatment to white America, we still are so ignorant that we will celebrate their Independence Day with them as if we are free. If we are free, and since they have been free and made their Declaration of Independence from France and Great Britain, and we were still in slavery, and we were still mistreated, and we had to fight for civil rights during the 60s. What freedom, what independence can you say you have, black men and black women in America? What can you say you have of independence and freedom? The only independence and freedom you have ever known was given to you by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad after the coming of Masterfied Muhammad to give us back our name, to give us back our identity, to tell us who our God is, to tell us the originality of our natural selves, that we are the original men and women of the planet Earth. Other than that, we didn't know no independence from white America. We did not know that we were the mothers and fathers of civilization itself. So, as we see on this day, July 4th, 2008, as we see we have been made lovers of white America, and we have been so deeply saturated with their brainwashing that we celebrate whatever they tell us to celebrate, whether it be right or wrong, whether it be good for us or not, we celebrate with them. Celebrate our own destruction. Celebrate our own death. Celebrate our own mistreatment. Celebrate the mistreatment of our brothers, the Indians. Now the time of God has arrived. The time that Allah God must separate the black slave and his slave master and bring freedom to the black slave, whether he likes it or not. So we see the power of our enemy being broken by God and destroying the power of the white man, the power to maintain his way and his control over the whole world. Independence is fine if we can keep and maintain independence. But there is a dark cloud of a terrible storm brewing over America, swinging over America. The dark cloud makes her once freedom of thought and action become instead a freedom of death, hell, and destruction coming upon America soon. It is awful to think over the things of evil and the trouble that are coming upon the glorified North America. The poor black slave, numbering now into tens of thousands of black people, never knew anything of joy and freedom because of the vicious enemy like a young lion, as Daniel gives in the Bible, has made the black slave a prey to all of the white man's wicked desires. Now, what do we have to celebrate in the fact that the white man is enjoying freedom over us? And celebrating the white man's independence, we make a fool out of ourselves. We cannot celebrate this day with him. Only way that you can celebrate this day, as I said before, that you be a believer in that which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought, because our Savior came on July 4th, 1930, and he did give us our independence on that day. But if you're celebrating it, to celebrate it with white people, you are fools. The only time that we, the black people, have a day to worship and are able to call a day our day of freedom is when we are free from white America and free from other nations and becoming independent with some of this earth that we can call our own. Then we can truly say that we have a freedom day and a holiday for us. Black brother and black sister, let us unite and get together and try to go from this blindness and build a world of our own and set forth our independence from white America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad continues to ask the question to us in Fall of America. He says, whose independence? Since 1776, you, black men, have been worshiping the 4th of July along with the real author of the 4th of July, the white man, as a day of independence for themselves. It is the white slave master and his children who enjoy setting forth the 4th of July as a day of rejoicing over achieving this country's independence from another or other foreign sources. Now, the history of the 4th of July shows that it is the Independence Day of America, the American white man. They wrote the Declaration of Independence for themselves and by themselves. The white man did not put any part of the Declaration of Independence for the benefit of the black man, who was the servitude slave of white America at that time. The joy which the black slaves experienced on this holiday of the white man was due to the black man getting rest from his labor and the day which the white man had set aside for the celebration. That is all the black man was enjoying that at that time, a day of rest, that they did not have to work on that day. But you are free now, and you do not need this for an excuse for your worshiping on the 4th of July. There is no further need for us to worship the gaining of the white man's independence over us and over our brothers. Let us take a look again at our own black independence and how it came on the same day of the 4th of July at the coming of Allah God, who came in the person of Master Fry Muhammad, to whom praises I do forever. He came on July 4th, 1930. The significance of his coming to us on the independent day of the white man is very great. It is their day of great rejoicing, as with the former people and their government, their destruction took place when they were at the height of their rejoicing. Nebuchadnezzar, according to the Bible's history of him in Daniel chapter 4, was walking around in his palace and proudly looking around and admiring the skill of the work he had set up, and said, "Has not all this my hands have wrought?" The Bible teaches us that while the words were in his mouth, the end came. Allah God changed his mind and heart from that of a civilized man to the mind and heart of a beast. He had the brain reaction of a wild beast, and he was cast out amongst the dumb brutes. What does this signify? It gives us a glimmer into the history of the white man and his being cast out of the society of the Muslims 6,000 years ago, as he was made and then started making trouble amongst the people of the righteous. Troublemaking is what the white man continues to do, and as he continued to make trouble in the holy lands, he was exiled into the hills and cave sides of West Asia, as Europe was called at that time. So Allah God taught us through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Its name was changed to Europe after the white man was cast into that area. Europe means a place where people are bound in to keep them out of the society of the righteous. Moses made the white man an independent race through the guidance which Allah gave Moses to guide the white man out of his savage cave life and put him on the road of conquest of the black man. For 400 years, the white race swallowed up the black man of America, swallowed it up. He did not put us in a hole in the earth, but he swallowed us up by keeping anything like wisdom from coming unto us. He set a bound against our own black people visiting us in order to prevent them from teaching us anything of ourselves, and the white man himself would not teach us. This caged us in and made a secure cage as the literal cage of Europe that the Arab people put the white man in 6,000 years ago. The 4th of July is a day of rejoicing of the white man over his opponents from the Western Hemisphere. He wrote his constitution for his own white people, not for black slaves. He wrote his Declaration of Independence for white people, not for his black slaves. Since this is his day, which he set aside for himself, then what part, black brother, do you have in this day? Your part is not mixed with his part in the way of his own white political and physical independence. But as we call your attention to the proud king Nebuchadnezzar, his history of what happened to him at the heights of his kingdom, Allah God never destroys a powerful people nor deprive them of self-independence when they were in trouble or when they were sick with grief. He did not destroy them. He made them to feel happy. He made them to think that they would live forever. So it was with the coming of Master Fred Muhammad and the person, God in person, to whom praise I do forever. We praise him for coming on the 4th of July, July 1930. His presence meant the destruction of America over the black man. He gave us our freedom, justice, and equality, and made us a nation. Allah God visited the black slave, for he is more in need of help to enjoy freedom of himself than anyone else. Since God came for the purpose of bringing self-independence to the black slave, then he is going forth is with justice, says the Bible, Revelation 19 and 11. To show Allah God, God's greatness and power over the slave master and his people, now Allah God attacks them at the height of their civilization, at the greatness of their power and strength on July 4th, while they worship their greatness of their accomplishment, and the black slave is sitting at their feet. As it was with Nebuchadnezzar, as it was with Pharaoh, the same is being repeated today. This is the significance of Allah God coming on the 4th of July. He came during the time when they were celebrating, thinking that they had conquered all people and that there would be no savior for the black man and the black woman, as they celebrate the heights of their independence over all people in the freedom of the land of America. God came in at the heights of their celebration and gave the black man his freedom, justice, and equality, and gave him the truth through the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. For 40 years, we had been suffering under the palms of servitude, slavery, and at the relentless, merciless hands of a white slave master over us. Allah God came to give justice and freedom to us and to make us equal members of society of the new, powerful, strong, and wise people of the earth. Ever since that day, on the 4th of July, 1930, our God, Master Father Muhammad, came, and he set the doom of America, set the doom of America over the dominance over black men and black women over the face of the earth. Ever since that day, America has been falling. America's fall is not imminent. It is now going on. America refused to break her fall when she could have broken her fall. As the Bible teaches us, Babylon could have been healed, but she was not healed. Jeremiah 51 and 9. She did not do anything to warrant such forgiveness by Allah God. America has been offered the chance for forgiveness, but she refused to accept it, for she never offered to do anything favorable towards her black slave that would make them free of the power to rule over them. Black slaves went to their death fighting for the enemy, fighting for the slave master, to help the American citizens to maintain their independence against foreign dominance. Even when the Declaration of Independence or the War of Independence was being fought, both sides promised America, promised the slave, and Britain promised the slave that they would receive freedom, justice, and equality after the war was over. Both sides promised the black man that they would be free, but there was no freedom in store for the black man, only just to be tricked again. The slave was not given anything in exchange for his sacrifice. When a dog hunts for a hunter, the hunter, the master, will sometimes spare part of the game and share it with the dog. The black slave has helped his master to overcome and to put other people under the control of the white slave master. The black slave has fought, bled, and died around the earth to help the white slave master to conquer those whom the white slave master called his enemies. We helped the white man to conquer Cuba, to overcome and subdue Mexico and the Philippine Islands and other places around the earth, and also Japan. How many lives did the black man lose in the Pacific while helping the white man to conquer the people of Japan, who are the brown half-brothers of the black man? The brown race and the yellow race are the half-brothers of the black man. Whose independence, black man, are you celebrating today? Now the white man and the black man are both free on this day. The coming of Allah God on this day means the freedom of the black man too. So whose independence are you celebrating this day? If you call yourself a Christian and you call yourself an American citizen, you are celebrating with white America, and you are a fool. We, the followers of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, if we celebrate on this day, if we decide to celebrate on this day, we are justified to celebrate on this day, because our God came on July 4th, 1930, and gave us our independence. The clear significance of the Lord God coming on this day shows the great wisdom of the Lord God. Everywhere the white man may be, even in Europe, the earth belongs to the black man. Let us rejoice on this day, the day of July the 4th, and the coming of the Lord God, Master Prophet Muhammad, to whom praise God be forever. Let us enjoy the independence he brought to us, and the freedom and justice and equality that he gave to us through our messenger. He brought these things to us, not by killing off the Red Indians, nor any other original settler. Justice and righteousness are an ammunition used by our Lord God to free the American so-called Negroes. We must shake the shackles of celebrating that which white America tells us to celebrate. We must shake the shackles of following white America. We must see that our independence is not with them. We must see that an Independence Day for us was given by our God, Master Fahd Muhammad. We must see that with the right understanding and with the right unity, business unity, we can turn the great flow of millions of dollars that leave the black community and go into the hands of the white businessmen back into the pockets of the poor black men and black women who would benefit most by it. How can we do this? Remember that our God came to make us a wise people and to give us back the control over our own selves, to give us a way of governing ourselves in unity, and that we must come up under Islam to do that. Islam taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. First, we must stop being so foolish as to spend our few hard-earned dollars with the rich of this land. Those of us who are wealthy or rich should help set up independent businesses which our people need and which could add wealth to our communities. With such cooperation, our own businessmen could actually help lower prices and provide employment for the multitudes of unemployed black at this particular time. But to be successful, we must have some of this earth to produce our own people's needs. This is part of being independent. For example, we can set up businesses, take streets, and take them over, and sell everything that is needed for our own people, clothing, food, dry goods, jewelry, whatever our people need. We can set up stores and do this for our own people. The black man is robbed through the giant cut-right stores owned exclusively by white men who make it almost impossible for independent store owners by blacks to survive. We must realize that pooling our resources is the key to becoming independent. Learning your history, learning how we got in this condition and how to keep ourselves out of this condition is our independence. We cannot compete in business unless we unite and get some of this earth that we can produce for our own needs. It is the right time that we seek separation and independence for our nation from the evils of an open enemy, and not the foolish thing other organizations are doing, trying to integrate with the political machines of this world. They want our people integrated into our open enemies to be destroyed by these people, as we have seen them destroy all other people. They seek the recognition which demands better qualifications and education, the knowledge of self and others, manners and self-respect and respect of others. Their people do not have these qualities until they first come to Islam and bear witness to what Allah God has revealed to us in the nation of Islam. No intelligent and refined society will accept us until we have the above qualifications and respect for self. We, the once slaves, have grown to be a nation, over 20 million or more in a nation that enslaved our fathers and to this day has deprived us of equal justice under their own laws. No equality, no equal civil rights. Most of us are treated by white people of America as animals. It is common to see and hear the white mobs attacking and beating and shooting down poor blacks whose fathers and mothers labored with sweat, blood, and tears helped make America a rich government on this earth. Nevertheless, we are yet the most hated and mistreated people. So now we ask you, whose Independence Day are you celebrating, black man and black woman? Allah God wants to make a great nation out of us, the so-called Negroes. But if we desire to remain with the slave master, slaves of the servants of the slave master's children, it is our right to Allah. Do we love ourselves and our children? If so, why not build a future for ourselves rather than beg and celebrate the slave master and his people and begging them for jobs and begging them for an equal share of what they have? They will not give it, and they have proven that they will not give us anything. Even in memberships of their society and families and intermarry is a false hope. This is definitely not a wise thing to do, but a foolish thing and a destructive thing for the one slave and his slave master to do. We should not integrate, we should separate the same way that America, the Continental Congress, sought to separate from Great Britain so that they can be a free and independent people. Separation is the key for us also. First, some of this earth that we can call our own. Without some of this earth that we can call our own, we cannot hope to even become a free nation out of the nation of a slave master. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, it is far more important to teach separation of the blacks and the whites in America than to pray. Teach and train the blacks to do something for self in the way of uniting and seeking a home on this earth that we can call our own. There is no such thing as living in peace with white America. I don't care how much you celebrate with them and sing and dance. There is no way for us to be living in peace with an open enemy. You and I have tried. Our foreparents have tried without success. They know that we, the Muslims, are a peaceful people and do not carry arms. Nevertheless, they have even attacked us because they were created and made to hate peace. Night and day, they are seeking a chance to beat and kill you, while at the same time, you are out seeking to show them how much you love them. A very foolish people we have become. How can anyone other than the so-called Negroes love an open enemy? The preamble to the Constitution of the Declaration of Independence explains why, or gives a reason for writing the document, and sets forth the reason why the citizens of America wanted to be free from British rule. Well, we have what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has given us in what the Muslims want and what the Muslims believe. We also have an explanation of why we believe that we should be separated from the control of white America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote, the program and position, what do the Muslims want? We want freedom. We want a full and complete freedom. We want justice, equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed, class, or color. We want equal opportunity. We want equal membership in society with the best in civilized society. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of our own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs. Now, you may say that God is asking quite a bit, but America, set up Israel, and Arab land, and supported Israel until they became an independent nation for over 25 years. Since we cannot get along with them in peace, and equally after giving them 40 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe our contribution to this land and the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for complete separation and a state of territory of our own. Number 5, we want freedom for all believers of Islam now held in federal prison. We want freedom for all black men and women now under death sentences in innumerable prisons in North America as well as in the South. We want every black man and woman to have the freedom to accept or reject being separated from the slave master's children and establish a land of their own. We know that the above plan for the solution of the black and white conflict is the best and only answer to the problem between the two people. Number 6, we want an immediate end to the police brutality and mob attacks against the so-called Negroes throughout the United States. We believe that the federal government should intercede to see that black men and women tried in white courts receive justice in accordance with the law of the land, or allow us to build a nation for ourselves dedicated to the justice, freedom, and liberty. Number 7, as long as we are not allowed to establish a state or territory of our own, we demand not only equal justice under the law of the United States, but equal employment opportunities now. We do not believe that after 40 years of free and nearly free labor, sweat and blood, which has helped America become rich and powerful, so many thousands of black people should have to succeed on welfare, charity, or to live in poor houses. Number 8, we want the government of the United States to exempt our people from all taxation as long as we are deprived of equal justice under the law of the land. Number 9, we want equal education with separate schools up to 16 for the boys, 18 for girls, on the condition that the schools, that the girls be sent to women colleges and universities. We want all black children educated, taught, and trained by our own teachers. Under such school systems, we believe we will make a better nation for our people. The United States government should provide free all necessary textbooks and equipment, schools and colleges, college buildings. The Muslim teachers should be left free to teach and train their children and people in the way of righteousness, decency, and self-respect. Number 10, we believe that intermarrying or race mixing should be prohibited. We want the religion of Islam taught without hindrance and suppression. These are some of the things that we, the Muslims, want for our people in North America. What do we believe? We believe in the one God whose proper name is Allah. We believe in the Holy Quran and the scriptures of all the prophets of God. We believe in the truth of the Bible, but we believe that it has been tampered with and much of the interpretation so that mankind will not be snared by the falsehood that has been added to it. It must be interpreted. We believe in Allah's prophets and the scriptures they brought to our people. Number 5, we believe in the resurrection of the mentally dead. Not in a physical resurrection, but a mental resurrection. We believe that the so-called Negroes are most in need of a mental resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first. Furthermore, we believe we are the people of God's choice, as it has been written that God will choose the rejected and the despised. We can find no other people fitting this description more than the American so-called Negro. We believe in the resurrection of the righteous. Number 6. We further believe in the judgment. We believe the first judgment will take place as God revealed in America. Number 7, we believe this is the time in history for the separation of the so-called Negroes and the so-called white Americans. We believe the black man should be freed in name as well as in fact. By this we mean that that he should be freed from the names imposed upon him by the former slave masters, names which identify him as being the slave master's property. We believe that if we are free indeed, we should go in our own people's names, the black peoples of the earth. Number 8, we believe in justice for all, whether in God or not. We believe as others that we are due equal justice as human beings. We believe in equality as a nation of equals. We do not believe that we are equal with our slave masters in the status of a free slave. We believe and recognize and respect American citizens as independent people, and we respect their laws which governs their nation. Number 9, we believe that the offer of integration is hypocritical and is made by those who are trying to deceive the black people into believing that their 40-year enemy of freedom, justice, and equality are now all of a sudden their friends. Furthermore, we believe that such deception is intended to prevent the black people from realizing that the time in history has arrived for the separation of the white of this nation. If the white people are truly and true about the confession of their friendship towards the so-called Negroes, they can prove it by dividing up America with their slaves. We do not believe that America will ever be able to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed, and in addition to jobs for 20 million black people. Number 10, we believe that we who declare ourselves to be righteous Muslims should not participate in wars which take the lives of human beings. We do not believe this nation should force us to take part in such wars, for we have nothing to gain from it unless America agrees to give us the necessary territory wherein we may have something to fight for. Number 11, we believe our women should be respected and protected as the women of other nationalities are respected and protected. And number 12, we believe that Allah God appeared in the person of Master Prophet Muhammad July 30, the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians and the Mahdi of the Muslims. We believe further and lastly that Allah is God, and besides Him there is no God, and He will bring about a universal government of peace wherein we can live in peace together. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad laid down this declaration called What the Muslims Believe and What the Muslims Want, in order that no one can say that we sat around and we accepted that which was happening to us in white America, that we did not set forth a grievance as stated in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. It says that when, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume amongst the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the law of nature and nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the cause which impels them to separate. We declare the cause which impels us to separate. We want to be free, and we want to be free indeed. We want to be able to celebrate our independence without a mockery that we're celebrating the white man's independence, because we have no independence up under your independence day. We have an independence up under the coming of Master Farah Muhammad, the great Mahdi, who came and gave us freedom, justice, and equality. As you celebrate this 4th of July, remember that Allah God never takes a people when they are down low, when they are at their worst time in history and power. He always takes the people in their heyday of celebration. So this is why the white man keeps you celebrating with him all of his false and pagan holidays, so that you will go down with him in a lake of fire. This is the reason why you have so many different holidays and things he set forth for you to celebrate with him, because this is another one of his tricks that take you to hell with him. Black man and black woman, if you are going to celebrate the coming of Master Farah Muhammad God in the person, celebrate him giving the truth to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, celebrate the love of your people and celebrate and rejoice in prayer and reading and studying. Celebrate and feasting over the celebration of your God. Celebrate the freedom of your people, freedom, justice, and equality, and the flag that was given to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Celebrate being a baby nation, a nation that's waking up, coming back into its rightful room of time and existence as was before. Celebrate being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, if there be an end. Celebrate being the original people on the planet Earth. Celebrate being a justified people. Celebrate being a civilized and righteous people. Do not celebrate with drinking and partying and these type of things, because this is during the time that any day, any minute, Allah can take and destroy this nation and you'll be caught up in it. Celebrate with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Celebrate by telling your children who they are. Celebrate by giving them an understanding of the true and the living God, Master Farid Muhammad. If you have believed all the lies, can you once in your life believe the truth? If you can believe that you should be happy about someone else's independence, how much more happier should you be about your own independence? Celebrate something that your brother brought to you. Celebrate something that your God brought to you. Celebrate something that will make you truly an independent people. Then you will have something to celebrate, as I read to you our Declaration of Independence. Our Declaration of Independence is what we believe and what we want. These are the things that make a nation understand why it impels us to separate, because of the injustice and the brutality which have been put upon us that took away our natural rights of nature and of God. Our nature, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, is a Muslim, one who submits to the will of Allah. So as we submit to the will of Allah, we cannot submit to the will of Satan anymore. We were once in darkness, but now we come out to the light. We come out to the light of truth, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we must celebrate a day of someone giving us and loving us and giving us independence, all the signs of a free nation. Now we must walk into that freedom, and we must enjoy that freedom. We must embrace that freedom and begin to act like free men and women, people who know how to govern themselves in a civilized and righteous manner. Brothers and sisters, come and join us in the celebration of the coming of our God, Master Farid Muhammad, on July 4th, 1930, as he came out of the Holy Land to give to us the teachings of truth, give to us a messenger, as was promised in the Holy Quran, that every nation will receive their messenger, raised from amongst their own brethren, to recite to them that wherein they differ from the rest of the world, and to give them the cure for the things that hurts them and that brought them into the ignorance and darkness of a world that must be destroyed. Brothers and sisters, we must wake up and know that this is not our independent day. If we study it for what it is worth, it was a day that the white American citizens wanted to be free from their own white brothers of the tyranny and oppression that they were causing them, and taxation without representation, all the things that they have done to us. These are the things that they fought to be free from. They didn't want to be slaves to another people, but yet and still they held us in bondage and still hold us in economical, spiritual, educational bondage. So brothers and sisters, don't be fools and continue to celebrate with them, because this, again, as I say, is one of the tricks that will lead you. As you celebrate, you won't be able to hear God. But if you're celebrating God, you're already being in tune with God and walking in the path of righteousness to do those things that will make you an independent nation. Brothers and sisters, we must wake up. We must come to the realization that there is no God but Allah, and that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is his true, great, and last messenger to the American so-called Negroes, and actually a messenger to the whole world, because the whole world was up under the darkness of Shaitan, not knowing who the devil was until the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was able to point him out and tell why he is a devil, able to tell you the history of that devil, how he was brought into existence, how he was made by one of our black men that was a scientist that brought him out of the genetics of the black man's sperm. Now, these things, as we see these things going on today, where the scientists are splicing and cloning and doing all type of things with stem cells, birth cells, and being able to create new creations, but we found it very hard to believe when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said Yaqub made this white man out of the very essence of the black man. We found it hard to believe that he took a grafting process and brought out the Amalek. Well, now it took separation to bring out the devil. It takes separation to be independent from the devil. Black man and black woman, hear the words as given to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Hear the wisdom and truth and the light that will set you free. Hear that we do not celebrate this day as black people for the same reason why white people celebrate this day. But we do have a reason to rejoice on this day. And the truth of that reason is, again, the coming of Master Farid Muhammad, the great Mahdi, our Savior, in person. God came to give us the freedom, the justice, and equality that had been promised to us when we fought the wars for an independence for the white people. They made us a promise that they did not fulfill, but God heard that promise, and he came, and he fulfilled that promise, and made us a true and righteous people, right in a nation that did not give us justice. So we have every reason to praise this God, to celebrate this God, to give him our loyalty, as we once gave our loyalty to the white slave master who gave us nothing. But here now, we are offered the opportunity to give our loyalty to a man who came in the person of Master Farid Muhammad, the great Mahdi, came to give us the knowledge, freedom, justice, and equality that we can once and for all say that we are truly free if we would turn away from our evil ways and give our allegiance to our God, to our religion, Islam. Black man and black woman, understand, any minute, any day, this world and this land that you know can be curtailed on its side and totally destroyed. Do not celebrate this day and continue to celebrate it as the white people celebrate it, but rejoice in the coming of God. Rejoice in his stopping the forward movement of oppression upon us. Ever since God came, America has been on a downward spiral to destruction and a total fall. Understand, black man and black woman, this is just not my words. This is just not me making up something, hoping that you will hear and obey me. But these are the wisdoms taught to us by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. These are the wisdoms that give us the truth that can set us free. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful, Savior who came in the person of Master Farid Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, I leave you in peace and paradise. Wa salam alaikum. Thank you.